While you're working with your stories and tall tales, very, very important, sequencing and processing. The sequencing is about that transitioning of that team from a group that's just shown up. They may or may not know each other. They may be a mixed group, never having met each other before. Or maybe they've known each other or been in each other's presence for a very, very long time, but they've never been put in a situation where they're going to be stressed like you're going to stress them. Start with something easy, something that they can do, a little bit of a challenge. Gets them out of their comfort zone ever so slightly, and then you bring them into the tall tale world. Bigger challenges, bigger thoughts, and get them to build upon what they've done. Because if you hit them up with something very, very big right off the top and they fail, it'll be very hard getting them back into it. I don't know if it's still a term used in the educational field, but scaffolding was a phrase used frequently. We start with addition, subtraction, then we get into multiplication, so forth. We start with doing light exercise, and then we work our way up to the more challenging. Same sort of idea here. Like on the elements, we have some elements that are very, very simple to do. Other elements, they're going to require a bit of trust and skill. And others, they're going to require a lot of balance and a lot of physical ability, a physical awareness at least. And you'll see these when we start working with the elements. So we start with the easy ones and we work our way up. It's a sequential activity. So that's about the sequencing of activities. Processing, there are several other terms like debriefing, reflection, so but
Reflecting, right.
pardon?
I just said reflecting.
Oh, yeah. Whatever works for you and for the group. I mean, imagine you've just seen something or heard something, felt something that really touches you deeply. Get your it's almost like a bright light has just shined on. What do you want to do? What do you feel compelled to do? Usually it's, I got to share this with someone. When a learning event has taken place, that's when we want to process this. We want to reflect on it. But it's not just look at it and go, yeah, that's kind of neat. We want to make it so that they have a takeaway with that. In the manual, it talks about a continuum. Hopefully, if everybody's had a chance to look at that. And if anybody understands that and can use that, I would really like to talk to you because it confuses the heck out of me.
I have no idea what it means.
I'm sorry, what, Larry?
I have no idea what it means.
Now, hopefully, you're referring to like what's on page 141.
I'm talking about, 141 where it says continuum and it's processor. The only thing I can think of that it means is that at the far left side is rock solid stuff. They don't need any explanation. When you get down to metaphors and things, I'm guessing, mind you, then those don't always work with everybody and they might have to be explained. That's my best guess. I have no idea other than that.
Okay.
Okay, there's company in misery. I did not understand that continuum either. Okay, good.
Hey, there's through Chuck. How about you?
I'm afraid I'm on the road right now and I don't have my references in front of me. I think
Got it.
continuum is much like you said earlier about building a scaffold or stair stepping up. It means, starting at one end and building a little accomplishment and then making something a little harder, building a greater accomplishment. And then you're always working on communication, but then you make the communication a little harder and you have another accomplishment. And then if somebody is taking up too much airtime, suddenly they got a really sore throat and they can't talk at all. They got laryngitis, you know?
Yep.
And if somebody is being, too physical with a group, you say, "Oh, I'm sorry. You just suffered temporary blindness. You tie a bandana around their eyes." And then the team has to bring them along blind. So There's all kinds. It's your game. It's your drill. You can make up all kinds of things that you go along to adapt. But the continuum is the building upon smaller things into bigger things.
Hey Chuck, you just helped me understand why sequencing and processing was put in that same chapter. Because what you described is more of the sequencing of the games. And the processing is very much along the same lines, where we start with the reflection of an easy thing to reflect upon. Now, let me explain that a little further. I've been trying to figure out for the past 6 years how to make this work. There was a guy, you're going to see him as you start looking through Northeast Region material on COPE, by the name of Howie Liebman. Howie was a heck of a guy. He's retired, unfortunately, so it's probably not going to be able to drag his butt down here for you to meet him, but a top-notch guy. For 20 years, he ran a community college course on... Chuck, my brain is starting to fail me. Do you remember what that course was that Howie ran?
I've been to them. I don't remember the title, but they got college credit at Morris County Community College for participating actively in COPE activities. He became an adjunct professor at community college, but by doing the exact stuff that we do every day in COPE.
Thanks. So I reached out to Howie with Howie, this processing thing. I've seen people do it. And when it's done right, it's beautiful. When it's done not so good, it's kind of just a rehash of roses, buds, and thorns. We had a guy in National Capillary Council whose daughters were in BSA, and their crew had basically been responsible for the COPE program for many, many years. That guy would be able to take a learning opportunity and event. He used to do this at Boy Scout Camp Rees with cast iron cooking. When the boys were done, he would gather them around, bring them in a circle so everybody could see everybody, and they could see who was talking. They could share the moment, and he would process what happened. And I was just in amazement of it. So what happened? Well, I did this. How well did that work? Well, it could have been done. If you did it again, what would you do differently? And how would you... So, these boys would go away very anxious about the future, about what they'd be able to do next time they had the opportunity. I thought, wow, this is really great. How does he do that? So I asked Howie. Howie said, well, I've got a four-phase model. Facts, feelings, findings, future. Got it. What the heck's that mean? Facts. What happened? Fact, reflecting on a fact, that's a fairly low threat type activity. Well, what were the facts? What happened first? What happened second? What were the rules? That sort of thing. And it's amazing how a reflection on facts will be different from participant to participant. How'd you feel about that? Well, I've a feeling. You're asking me about feeling. Maybe I feel a little threatened here. Okay, well, if you had friends here, how do you think they would have felt? Oh, well, they would have had a great time. They would have said, but that sucks. And now they get into, so what'd you learn? Well, I learned, and you see how it's getting more and more frontal lobe type activity here. And the final thing was future. So how would you use what you learned? Now you as a facilitator, if they are, oh, I learned this. I know I will be able to do a great job next time. Guess what happens in the next game? And in the reflection of that, guess what happens? So on the first game, you said you were going to apply this. And how did you apply that in the second game? We didn't. Or when things are really rocking, they're going, wow, this learning stuff really works. Thought, oh, this is really good. Then I had a student who worked for FEMA. And he talked about a professional facilitator whose material he had looked at. And that facility had a six-phase model. I thought, oh, this is really great. Being a data junkie, I love this. And I found out neither of them worked well because there just wasn't ever any time to get through them all. So recently, while I was preparing for this, I ran into another model. And that model is a three sequential question model. What? What occurred? So what? Well, why did it happen? Now what? How could you use what you've learned? So what I'd like you to do is, if you wouldn't mind, if you would please, help me with an experiment. When we're processing, when we're with a group and they've just accomplished something, I'd like to see if this three-question model will work well. Because what we're attempting to do is to get people to get our participants to start asking those questions in that sequence without getting prompted.
Hey, Tony?
Yeah, Brad?
I'm missing the so what. What occurred, now what, but what's the so what step?
Why did it happen? What caused that to happen? What were the facts? These things occurred. Okay. What caused them to occur that way? Well, we failed miserably. Okay, that will happen. Why did that happen? Was it a cause of you didn't plan thoroughly? What I see happen a lot is a group that could have succeeded failed because they forgot something. They forgot to check to see, has anybody in this group done this before successfully? And sometimes it's we did this, we failed until we found this. And then when they get into the habit of planning and making sure everybody's voice is heard, that everyone is encouraged to provide their input, and that everybody's encouraged to suggest how things could be done better, when you get there, things can really start rocking along. But anyway, as Chuck had pointed out, sequencing, we start with something easy and we get more complicated. Same sort of thing with processing. We start with easy questions and then we lead into the more what we're trying to accomplish, learning and learning through experience.
This is Chuck. To me, the reflection phase of a cope element, be it an initiative game or a low element or a high element, the reflection is the most important part of the whole event. And it's the thing I struggle with the hardest to try and do well, because whether they've failed or succeeded on the actual event, if you have a good reflection about it, that can be the success right there. And the byword I always try and keep in mind, I like the facts, feelings, etc., is transference. You know, once you've gone over what happened and why it happened and how it could have been better, you say, can you transfer this into your life? How, based on what you've learned here today, how might that apply Monday at school or next weekend at home doing the chores or next Sunday in church? Transference. Can you take what we did here on the code course and inject it into a point in your life? And I try and get them to tell me how some dumb little thing they just did on the code course is going to impact their life in the coming week or 2 weeks. So keep the word transference in the back of your mind. Thanks, guys.
Now, one final note. What this all is, what's in that Boolean manual, what's in the NCAP standards define what the working boundaries are. And the Boolean is an effort to explain what COPE could be used for, how it could be run. But how it will run, that's going to be up to you and how you can take these things, make them your own, and become adept at applying them. Because as we pointed, I think it was Brad pointed out earlier, or Larry, or both of you, that as the team is working along, you may have had an idea of exactly how you'd run a game, and then you find that it is not going to work, or there's something even better. And this group is going to be looking to you to be their guide, their mentor, through this journey that's going to be COPE. Now, it could be a one-hour session. It could be an entire day. It could be over a series of days. It's all part of the journey that you're in charge of.